All right, here we go with boots and salutes now on this Tuesday morning. Anything on your mind? We'd love to hear about it, and you can start things off on boots and salutes this morning. Go ahead.
Yes, the salute to the Cutterworth Museum and their tourism committee. They can really put a show on. Great job on this last weekend. Thank you.
Good morning, boots and salutes.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to address this news poll question you have about the kids wearing helmets to the playground. Perhaps they should be in full football regalia so that they don't get injured. Also, why not put them in padded cubicles so that they don't get slippers or other boo-boos? And are they also wearing full eye protection while nursing? Think about it.
You know what? There's another question, too. Do you think you should have to wear steel-toe boots when bowling?
Absolutely.
Fair enough.
Absolutely.
Good morning, boots and salutes.
Good morning. I'm just phoning about the topic of the scents that you were talking about, the smells.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
And the smells are great, like, you know, like for short term, 15, 30 seconds. But when you smell those scents for hours on end, it makes a person sick to their stomach. Like, it's too much.
That's why you see those signs that we have scent-free offices and things like that, right?
I wish everybody'd listen to that. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Bye. Good morning, boots and salutes.
Good morning, guys. I've got two boots this morning. One for Trudeau and McKenna for putting a new spin on the carbon tax, saying that people are actually going to make money once the carbon tax is implemented. Now, anybody that believes that should go to the North Pole and maybe grow tomatoes. And the other one's for Bill Blair that's saying that 900 of the illegal border crossers that were a threat to Canada were all sent back, when actuality, only 6 were. So there's still 894 roaming the streets. Thank you.
Good morning, boots and salutes.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to pass a big salute to the Canadian volunteers who put on the Saskatoon Polka Fest on Saturday at the Manhattan. And about 300 people had a very good time.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for the call. Good morning, boots and salutes.
Yes, I'd like to boot Wayne. He's full of hot air.
All right. 306-938-0600. Toll-free 1-800-667-3727.
You know, one thing that we haven't heard about, and I was expecting, because SaskTel Center is now completely smoke-free. Like, you can't even slip out the south doors and have a quick dart during intermission. Saturday night is when it officially became nowhere on the grounds is there a smoking area for you.
Yeah.
Right? And never heard boo about it. So apparently it sounds like everybody's embraced, adopted, or at least accepted that's the new way.
I would agree.
I thought we were going to get some grief on that. Well, not us get some grief.
No.
But there were going to be people calling in about that.
Well, I would be interested to find out security, right? Because the security people were the front lines that had to say, if you're going out, you're not coming back in, right? So
I was really surprised. It just goes to show the way the world has gone now for the Keith Urban concert on Friday night. The security there was, like, you got wanded when you went in.
Oh, really?
Yep, everybody. Everybody got the wand. Yep.
306-938-0600 or toll-free 1-800-667-3727. Getting to that news poll question that we've got by having your say at cjwwradio.com. An Edmonton daycare is asking parents to bring helmets for their children. Should kids wear helmets on the playground for protection, or is that going too far? So far, 66% say no. That's
going too far?
It's gone too far. 306-938-0600 or toll-free 1-800-667-3727. Good morning, Boots. Sorry, I missed you there. I'm surprised no one has called in regarding garbage yet. I thought for sure somebody would.
Well, keep this in mind. Mayor Charlie Clark is going to be joining us on the show just after 8 o'clock this morning, and I'm pretty sure we'll be talking trash then.
Yep. Absolutely.
I'm with you. But apparently it was too big a decision City Council decided to make it all last night. So it's going to be carried over.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I was just, you know, you can't smoke anywhere. You can't smoke at SaskTel Center. You can't smoke outside, not on patios. But yet you can smoke in casinos. I have a real issue with that. Like, they still have smoking in all the Sega casinos except in Yorkton. Like, that's crazy. Thanks. Bye.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Laughing out loud right now. I just saw Charlie Clark on CTV News talking about the garbage thing and all that. What a discussion. What a waste of time. Let's just move on with other stuff. Okay?
Any suggestions what we need to move on with?
Go back the old ways.
All right.
Okay? End of the discussion. There's other stuff to discuss about.
All right. Go back to the old ways. That's an option, I guess.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Well, I'm going to be your first one. I'm going to boot all this city council, mayor, and everything like that for this garbage. I mean, we pay enough in taxes as it is, and don't tell me that it costs $250 million to get a dump going here. Like, what a joke. Remember, we're all going to vote against them, and time to get rid of these tree huggers. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, just a quick question. How bad would that daycare be if they're asking that parents to put their kids in helmets?
I don't know. It's
a question.
I hate to say this, but tis the way of the world.
Yeah, but you can't be going with that. That's crazy.
Well, imagine. Just think about it. Liable, right? You don't have the kids in a helmet. They get hurt. Who's liable?
Well, wait a minute. Okay, so kids are going to be running around in the playroom.
Yep.
And they're going to be indoors wearing helmets too, or is this just outdoor helmets?
I don't know.
Because if you're going to wear helmets, let's just wear a helmet all the time. Get up in the morning.
And bubble wrap.
Get up in the morning and put on your helmet.
Yeah.
What kind of full contact lifestyle are you living?
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I've got a boot for our mayor and council and administrators at the city, and the boot goes back to when they started farting around with putting those tags on our garbage bins so that they could scan them to see if they missed a pickup was the reason we were given. They botched the recycling stuff that we went through, and now they're botching this garbage pickup. We have to get a different way of doing business in this city. Thank you.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Yes, it's Boots and Salutes.
Go ahead, you're on the air.
I'd like to boot our justice system, the fellow that abducted that girl in North Ballaford, and then he's wasting the court's time again today to go to court for bail. And before they caught him after abduction, he'd already stole another truck and totaled it off. And there's nothing even on the media or the news about that. And I assume that he's just a good, hard-working kid, too, same as the other one was.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Good morning. Everybody should have a burning barrel in the backyard. That would get rid of a lot of the trash that doesn't have to be put into those garbage bins.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Good morning. I would just like to talk to the children wearing helmets when they're on the playground. There was a young girl, she was 11 years old, that passed away in Lumsden a number of years ago because she was wearing her helmet. And so helmets aren't that safe for kids on a playground.
Thanks for the call, Boots and Salutes. And that's going to do it for Boots and Salutes. Interesting comments.
Those are some interesting comments.
You know what?
And we didn't talk speed limit at all.
No. I'm going to brew up a fresh pot of coffee. It was a marathon yesterday.
Yeah.
At City Council, His Worship Mayor Charlie Clark is coming in after 8 o'clock. 3 minutes with the mayor is on the way. Plus, we'll get to the Moo Cruz Sask Milk Cash Cow. We'll unlock that barn door and give somebody an opportunity to play. It's all coming up on this Tuesday morning with the Moo Guys on CJWW. Boots and Salutes brought to you by Northern Factory Workwear, where they've got...